Title: Resonator Tricks for Eerie Tonal Drones Intermediate. Alright, welcome back. This lesson is all about turning boring, unpitched material into eerie tonal drones that actually work in drum and bass. Not just cool in solo, but sitting behind your drums and bass like pressure in a room. That warehouse tunnel dread kind of atmosphere. We're going to use Ableton's resonators as the core pitch engine, and then we'll add movement, width, and mix discipline so it doesn't eat your headroom or fight your sub. By the end, you'll have three reusable drone generators and a resampling workflow that feels very pro. First, quick mindset shift. Treat a drone like a section instrument, not a pad. In a DNB arrangement, its job changes. Intro might be space. Pre-drop might be threat. Drop is usually restraint and glue. If you decide the job first, automation choices become obvious. Let's start by building a safety net. A drone bus. Create a return track and call it drone bus. You can also do this on an audio track if you prefer printing, but a return keeps it flexible. On this bus, drop EQ8 first. Put a high pass filter on it, 24 dB per octave, and cut below roughly 120 to 180 Hz. Start at 150. This is not optional in drum and bass. Drones with low end feel amazing until your limiter starts gasping and your sub turns into mud. If you hear an annoying ring, do a small notch cut, like 2 to 4 dB, wherever the worst resonance is. Next, add glue compressor. Attack around 10 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1. Set the threshold so it's only doing about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This isn't for pumping. It's just to keep the drone consistent when it gets animated. Then add a limiter as a safety. Set the ceiling to minus 1 dB. You don't want surprises when resonators decides to spike on one note. Cool. Now we'll build patch 1, the classic. Noise into resonators into movement. This is the most controllable and the most DNB friendly one. Create a MIDI track. Drop operator on it. Set oscillator to a noise type, like noise white. Since it's noise, pitch doesn't really matter. The MIDI note is basically just an on switch. Go to the amp envelope. Give it a tiny attack, anywhere from 0 to 50 milliseconds, just to avoid clicks. Keep it steady, and set a release around 2 to 6 seconds so if you stop the note, it fades out instead of chopping. Now draw or hold a long MIDI note, 4 to 16 bars. Great. After operator, add resonators. Here's a strong starting point. Set mode to I or Roman 2. Flip between them. Mode Roman 2 often feels darker and moodier. Set input around minus 6 to minus 12 dB. Resonators really wants the right input level. Too hot and it gets fizzy and chaotic. Too low and it doesn't grab. So aim for healthy level, not clipping, and control intensity using dry slash wet instead of cranking the input. Set dry slash wet to around 45% as a start. Anywhere in the 30 to 60 range is fair game. Decay, set it between 2 and 6 seconds. Longer decay equals more infinite hallway drone. Color, go negative for darkness. Try minus 10 to minus 30. If you go positive, it gets brighter and more metallic, which can be cool, but it'll step on cymbals and snare presence faster. Damping, around 0.20 to 0.50. Higher damping softens the high end. Now tuning. This is where your drone becomes musical instead of just resonant noise. Choose tones that match your key. Example, if you're in F minor, a really safe voicing is F, add, and C, root, minor third, fifth. You can add ebb if you want a bit more chord color, but start simple so it doesn't fight your bass riff. And here's a super fast tune check method. Solo the drone and your sub. Play the sub root. Temporarily raise resonators wet to exaggerate the pitch. Tune the resonator frequencies until it locks with the root. Then bring the wet back down to where it sits in the mix. That little move saves a ton of time. Now we add movement, because a static drone is just wallpaper. Drop auto filter after resonators. Set it to a 24 dB low pass, LP24. Start the cutoff somewhere between 500 and 2K. Resonance around 10 to 25%. Turn on the LFO. Sync it. Rate anywhere from 1/8 to 1/2 is great depending on how animated you want it. Amount around 10 to 25%. Keep phase at 0 so the motion feels coherent. Then add chorus ensemble. Set it to chorus mode. Amount around 15 to 35%. Keep the rate slow, like 0.15 to 0.40 Hz, that gives you drift without making it sound like an obvious chorus effect. Then add echo, but subtle, time to 1/8 dotted or 1/4, feedback 15 to 30%. Filter it inside echo, high pass around 300 Hz, low pass around 4 to 7 kHz. Keep dry/wet around 8 to 18%. This is just to create depth and little ghost tails. At the end of this chain, add EQ 8 again as last mile cleanup. High pass at 150 to 250 if your bass is busy. Sometimes even 300 if you want it purely atmospheric. If it's piercing, gently shelf down the top end around 6 to 12 kHz by 1 to 4 dB. Add utility after that. If it's too wide, pull width back to 70 to 100%. Stereo safety rule. Keep the character wide. Keep the fundamental narrow. Even if you high pass, there's often low mid pitch body left. And that's the stuff that collapses weirdly in mono. If your drone has an audible note, consider narrowing below roughly 300 to 500 Hz using utility or mid/side EQ strategies. That's patch 1. It's controllable, it's keyed, and it moves. Now patch 2, field recording into resonators, for the haunted tunnel vibe. This is where it starts to feel like a real space instead of a synth. Grab a short texture, airgun hum, train station ambience, vinyl crackle, rain, room tone. Metal creak, drag it onto an audio track and loop a 1 to 4 bar section. Term warp on, complex or texture mode. Texture mode is often excellent for drones because it smears in a useful way. Before resonators, add saturator. Drive 2 to 6 dB, soft clip on. The point here is to excite harmonics so resonators has something to bite into. Then EQ 8 before resonators. High pass around 80 to 150 Hz to clear a rumble. If it's too thin, you can do a gentle 1 to 3 dB boost around 300 to 800 Hz. Optional. Now add resonators. Dry/wet 20 to 50%. Decay 3 to 8 seconds. Color minus 15 to minus 40 for darkness. Damping 0.25 to 0.55. Here's the room tuning trick. Tune most resonators to your key, but let one be slightly wrong quietly. For F minor, set a few to F, Ab, C. Then pick one resonator and set it a semitone away, like E or GB, but keep it low in level. If your resonator's version allows per resonator level, turn that one down. If not, keep the overall wet lower and rely on subtlety. This creates unease without sounding like you simply missed the key. After resonators, a hybrid reverb, algorithm side, hall, and if you touch shimmer, keep it very low. Decay 4 to 10 seconds, pre-delay 15 to 35 milliseconds. Low cut 200 to 350 Hz, dry/wet 10 to 25%. Then utility, width 120 to 160 if it stays mono safe. And definitely check mono. Collapse to mono and listen. If the whole tone disappears or gets hollow, you've gone too far. Pull width back to 80 to 120 and keep low stuff centered. That's patch 2. Organic, cinematic, and perfect for intros and breakdowns, especially under jungle breaks. Now patch 3. Freeze plus resonators, and then resample. This is the workflow patch. It's how you capture magic and turn it into something you can arrange cleanly. Create a track, MIDI or audio, doesn't matter. Put hybrid reverb first. Set it to 100% wet, because we're generating a texture to freeze. Then engage freeze, either manually or automate it. After that, add resonators. Dry/wet 35 to 60. Decay 4 to 10 seconds. Then auto filter for movement, saturator for glue. Drive 1 to 4 dB with soft clip on, and then EQ 8 high pass 150 to 250. Now feed the chain with anything. A one-shot hit, a vocal breath, cymbal wash, a stab, a snare tail. Let it bloom, then hit freeze at a cool moment when it feels like it caught an interesting texture. Resample it. Create a new audio track, set its input to resampling, and record 8 to 16 bars. Now you have printed audio you can edit like a pad. But it has all this tuned, resonant weirdness. Teacher tip. Once it's printed, you can delete or disable the heavy live chain and your project stays light. Also, audio is easier to arrange. You can fade it, reverse bits, chop stingers, and keep it consistent across sections. Now, arrangement moves. Because in DNB, the way you automate a drone is basically part of the groove. Try a 16-bar intro where the drone starts filtered, low pass around 800 Hz. And opens slowly to 2 to 4 kHz. That's revealing the room. For the pre-drop, last 4 bars, automate resonators dry/wet up and decay up, then hard cut at the drop. That cut is impact. It's like the air gets sucked out. During the drop, keep the drone quieter than you think. and automate dips when the bass phrase hits. Drones are supposed to breathe with the drop, not sit on top of it. Between phrases, use it as an answer. In a two-bar call and response, let the bass be the call, then bring the drone up in the empty half. That creates conversation without adding more notes. If you want it to feel drum-driven without obvious pumping, try a gated fog variation. Put a gate after your reverb or echo and sidechain it from a closed hat loop or ghost percussion. Set the thresholds so it just opens on hits, and use a longer release like 150 to 400 milliseconds so it puffs instead of chopping. Let's talk common mistakes, because this is where most drones die in a Riedel mix. Number 1. Leaving low end in the drone. It will fight the sub and make your compression behave weird. Fix: high pass 150 to 250, sometimes even 300. Number 2. Too much wet and too long decay. It sounds incredible solo and ruins the drop. Fix: automate wet and decay down during busy bass sections. You can still bring it up in the breakdown and pre-drop. Number 3. Harsh resonant spikes, usually in the 2 to 6 kHz region. That's ear fatigue territory. Fix it with a narrow EQ cut, -2 to -6 dB, or darken color and increase damping. Number 4. Overwidening. Why drones can collapse in mono and smear drums. Fix: pull width back, keep lows mono, and always do a mono check. Number 5. Tuning clashes with the bass line. A wrong note can be vibe, or it can just sound wrong. Fix: keep dissonant resonators quiet and always check against your bass MIDI. Now a few pro touches for darker, heavier DNB. Sidechain the drone subtly to the kick and snare. Use compressor, sidechain input from your drum bus. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 5 to 15 milliseconds, release 80 to 180 milliseconds. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. The goal is to keep drums punching without muting the atmosphere. Try mid-slash-side EQ shaping with EQ8 in M-slash-S mode. Cut a bit of 2 to 4 kHz in the mid to make room for snare crack, and let the sides carry more air with a gentle shelf around 5 to 10 kHz. After printing, add a little degradation for jungle mood. Very light redux, or drum bus with drive around 2 to 5% and crunch low. Just enough grit to make it feel like it lives in the same world as your drums. And a really musical trick: make the drone talk with your Reese. When the bass opens, close the drone filter. When the bass closes, let the drone open. It's like inverse breathing, and it stops frequency pileups. If you want extra dread, the one semitone tension note trick is gold, but use it like seasoning. Bring that dissonance in mainly in the pre-drop bars, not for the entire track. Now, mini practice exercise. Set your project to 174 BPM. Load a rolling drum loop and a simple sub playing root notes only. Build patch 1. Noise into resonators. Tune it to F minor, F, dab, C. Make a 32-bar arrangement. Bars 1 to 17. Drone low pass around 700 Hz, slowly opening. This audio version is shortened for playback.